Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second, the third baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third, the DH, Jim Rice. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth, the catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting seventh, the first baseman, George Scott. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Eckersley. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second, the left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting third, the third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth, the DH, Bernie Carbo. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Jim Norris. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Larval Blanks. Batting ninth, the catcher, Bo Diaz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Paxton. And now, play ball. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy takes first base on ball four. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning, who is chasing the ball. Broemer reaches third base with a triple. Remy goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is walked intentionally. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 4-0 Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn takes first base on ball four. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Remy hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Diaz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first, with Paxton covering, for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks strikes out. One out. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Manning moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott is called out on strikes. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans bunts towards the mound. Paxton fields it and throws to first for the out. Lynn moves to second. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grubb throws the ball into Bell, who relays the ball to Kuiper, who tags Duffy trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Lynn scores. It's 6-0, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. Carbo strikes out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. Norris hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Hood now pitching. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Remy is called out on strikes. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Brohmer hits a line drive into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Norris who is chasing the ball. Rice reaches third base with a triple. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice scores. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 1 in the game. Blanks bunts towards the mound. Eckersley fields it and throws to first for the out. Kuiper moves to second. One out. Gary Alexander pinch hits for Bo Diaz. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Manning is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Alexander now catching. Horace Speed now playing right field. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott is called out on strikes. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Duffy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Remy hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Brohmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brohmer moves to third. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Yastrzemski strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Fisk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Brohmer scores. Rice goes all the way around to score. It's 9-0, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of speed. Scott reaches second base with a double. Fisk scores. Lynn goes all the way around to score. It's 11-0, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Blanks catches it and throws to second to double up Scott. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Bowen now playing center field. Bob Bailey now playing left field. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 2 in the game. Carbo hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 2 in the game. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Duffy takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Remy hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Brohmer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Rice hits a line drive into right field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Manning reaches second base with a double. Alexander moves to third. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Grubb reaches second base with a double. Alexander scores. Manning scores. It's 11-2, Red Sox. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 11-4, Red Sox. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 3 in the game. Thornton strikes out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 3 in the game. Carbo strikes out. Two outs. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is 0 for 1 in the game. Speed hits a ball on the ground towards third. Broemer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sam Bowen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowen takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Fisk hits a pop-up towards short. Blank settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Bailey reaches second base with a double. Bowen moves to third. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Bowen scores. Two outs. It's 12-4, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 3 in the game. Blanks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kuiper moves to third. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alexander strikes out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kuiper tags and scores. Two outs. It's 12-5, Red Sox. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Grubb hits a pop-up towards third. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 12, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.